Hello, everybody, for another edition of The Voice Report. This is Jake Schwartz coming to you from the Albert C. Donofrio Classic, the Fellowship House here in Conshohocken, PA. And so ends another great year of the Albert C. Donofrio. Hey, congratulations go out to all the state champions all around the country. Sidwell Friends wrapping up the Tournament of Champions in their home in the nation's capital. And Link Academy wins the national championship for the first time in history. As again, we're coming to you once again from the Fellowship House here in Conshohocken. Love Basketball is the new champion as they win by a final score, 92-90. Our MVP with 31 points is Day Wilk Tavares. Day Wilk, if we could just get a few seconds, and Day Wilk joins us now. And boy, you've had quite the day today. Delaware State in the morning, and now here you are winning a Donofrio title. First of all, what an atmosphere this was here tonight. You know, coming off a 35-point night, do you really feel like you had a little extra in the tank?
I felt like I had a little extra, especially with the Delaware State visit and the offer today.
You had that in the morning, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, sir. I came straight here. So I was a little, you know, I had a little confidence coming up, but I knew I was going to get tested and all that, and I knew we were going to be in for a fight, but...
Ryan Williams not being able to play on the opposite side because, he's getting ready for AAU this weekend for the live period. You're done, and you're on the board, as they say. Your thoughts on, getting that offer from Del State and what it's going to mean going forward. Now, are you playing AAU in the spring?
I'm supposed to be playing these next...
What team will you be playing for?
Philly Price Select.
Okay, so you'll be headed to Pittsburgh, I believe, or is it D.C.?
D.C., yes, sir.
So we might try to come down and see you, but I can definitely tell you that what will it mean to you to play AAU for the last time?
I was, as some would say, robbed out of my year last year due to injury.
Yeah.
But, AAU has always been a fun time to be playing basketball, fun atmosphere always. And, I'm just blessed to be able to have a organization with Kamal Yard and Amaro and all of them, like Brandon, Coach Brandon Williams, they mean a lot to me.
Don't forget about Rod Petty.
Yep.
He's a huge part of that.
Yes, sir.
They've
all given me the opportunity to come back and be able to play this spring out. So, without them and without, my family and coaches from ANC and all over, I wouldn't be in the position I am today. So I really appreciate them a lot.
I really was impressed with your effort as well, but I would not be remiss if I didn't say how much Rashad Lockhicks contributed tonight, 19 for him. Tell us about his play.
That kid has heart. I love that kid to death.
Yeah,
He plays hard. He fights hard. He came out with a bloody nose.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I noticed that his number had changed, and I said, no, that's definitely him because you can tell by his size, though.
Yeah.
You get 19 out of him and 19 from his teammate Naeem Johnson.
Yes, sir.
All in all, what was this effort like tonight?
It was just, a group of guys that love each other, playing hard for each other. That's all what it's about. Everybody wanted to win this, especially I wanted to win this. I wasn't able to be a part of it last year. I saw them lose to Royal Sports last year, so had to come get this for Coach Shannon. And I had a great group of guys with me, so I'm glad I was able to play with them for sure.
Day, hopefully we'll see it out of the nation's capital. Congratulations on winning a Donofrio.
Yes, sir.
You deserve it.
Yes,
congratulations.
Sir.
Double A. Big night for you tonight again. 13. Well, let's, yeah, okay. All right. 13 points for Alassane Amadou. 13 points and close to 10 rebounds. We're trying to bring him in and what? Double A, 13 points, 7 rebounds tonight. Your thoughts again, finishing a year short to Raw Sports. You come back, you win the title. What does this mean to you?
Shit, man.
Hey, come on. Always he said the S word, but we'll let it out.
Let it slide.
Yeah, we'll let it out. Hey, you know what? It's a championship, so we'll let it go.
It felt good, just coming in. It's my first time playing with this team, so I already got the memo. Just play hard and just keep working and get going after everything. So I already know who's going to win this from the beginning, the way we play. So.
You know, this is the last time you'll ever really step foot here in the state of Pennsylvania. You're off you're off to Marquette University next year in the Big East. What are you looking most excited forward to?
This is how better I'm going to get and new people I'm going to meet and the relationships I'm going to make off and on the court. Definitely just try to make that next jump for my game. So
I was really right around the time that I saw you play at Bishop McDevitt. Here you are a year later. you know, as a reclass fifth-year player. Now you're headed again to the Big East. Man, does time really fly? I remember when you were playing for Wilt Chavis in the Catholic League. Any regrets?
No regrets. You know, things happen for a reason, so yeah. It's cool. I understand it. So I'm glad.
What do you like the most about Shaka Smart?
His energy. The relationship that he already built with me. But I think his energy is definitely going to be that one thing that's going to get me going, regardless of what's happening. So I'm not going to be worried about what's going on. Even if I make a mistake, I'm going to be fine playing through it.
I'll say you've earned every second of it. Good luck at Marquette. We'll see you down the road. Thank you, my friend. Alassane Amadou again, and Alassane Amadou. And what? Don't start. Alassane Amadou, Daywill Tavares again joining us. We'll be back in a few moments again for the postgame show. Love Basketball again. It's champion with a 92-90 win over Marathon Sport. What am I doing? I'm doing my job. What am I not doing? Well, what? Don't hate on the voice.
Take care, guys.
Have a good one.
I guess they've left. But I know this is what?
I gotta take this call.
But I know this is a tough time for you. Take me through that those last 7 seconds.
We was down two. I know I had to make a play. I just tried to make a play.
Yeah. You had the perfect look. It just you know your thoughts on this. Sure. Just your thoughts on this game, because this really was just as good a title game as you're gonna ever play. And I mean, you've already won a state title at West. You know, came a little short in the Catholic League. Of course, you played. Is it that type of atmosphere is no different than the one we're seeing tonight?
Yeah, it was good. It was very good. Bump. It was physical. Getting ready for the next level. It was very fun.
And you're headed, of course, on a visit to Merrimack. We talked to you about that last night. Any thoughts on, you know, why you decided to decommit from Coppin State? I know with Juan Dixon. Because I got to ask.
He got fired, you know.
That's true. But let's finish up. One last question, and I'll let you go. What has been the best part of the last 4 years at West Catholic?
Playing with my brothers.
And I know that, you know, for the last 4 years, you've had the opportunity to play in front of the best basketball in the country. Mm-hmm. What's the thing you're going to miss the most about it?
Playing in the Philadelphia Catholic. It's just the best basketball in the area.
Thanks, Adam. Good seeing you as always. Adam Clark again joining us here. Your final score here at the... I'm excellent. I'm just kidding. No, he's good. He is good.
Yeah, he's excellent.
He just decommitted from Coppin State, and I hope he goes somewhere.
Did he get accepted to college? Or...
No, he is, but he was supposed to go to Coppin State, but their coach got fired. So he's going to go somewhere else, I think.
Yeah, he was good.
This has been a presentation of the Albert C. Donofrio Classic. For more information, visit us on Twitter at JacobSchwartz23. Follow us on Instagram at VoiceReport. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Jacob Schwartz. Love Basketball wins 92-90 as they avenge last season's championship loss. Our MVP of the game with 31 points, Daywill Tavares. He'll play with Philly Pride Select this coming weekend in the Marquee Hoops Mayhem in the nation's capital. Jarrell Keel also helps out with 9. Naeem Johnson and Rashad Locke Hicks with 19 points each. And AA, Alisson Amadou headed to Marquette University with 13. Marathon Sport tonight led by Adam Clark with 25 points. Milan Dean behind him with 19. Don't forget AAU basketball coming up this weekend. We'll let you know where we're going to be. Don't forget to follow us on all the social platforms. From all of us here again at the Fellowship House, I'm Jake Schwartz. Good night, everybody.